do I have to worry about?
No, I don't. Now I know the settings. Oh, yay.
Except sound, like music. Let me check. Hold on a second. Yeah, so it looks like it's working. Holy cow. Oh, yeah. Welcome to another Friday, man. It was like, I just realized like how fast. I know this is supposed to happen when we get to the equinox, then you'll slow down again. But I'm just like, man, it's fast. Can't believe it. It's Friday again. Anyway, welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. We are listening to Bad Brains in Mute. They are getting restless. I think this is the live version. Yeah, so this album goes. The one can come after is Biohazard, which, you know, the drummer, you know the story, what happened. Well, here's the thing, from like years and years later when that happened, before they went to a divorce. Went through the divorce and whatever. Then the band meet up. And 7B is like, hey, man. I long time no see. It's like, I know you from somewhere. So yeah, because I work for friends with these guys. It's like, oh, yeah, remember you. So I asked, so what happened to Evan? And, you know, and the wife. It's like, oh, they got divorced. It's like, the one thing that stuck in my head the most is we couldn't take her seriously. Evan wanted to say something. It's like, can you tell the band members to do something, to do things or to wait or something? They can't take her seriously. You know, she's a porn star. I call her porn, not porn. Porn star. She's a prong star. And I'm sure all the guys have seen her in action. So it doesn't work. Like, no, that's one thing that stuck in my head for a long time. Like, man, don't marry one. Please. Okay, I won't do that. You know, subconscious. No, don't do it. No. Don't do it. Okay. Well, anyway, that was that with Biohazard. And the other important part of my experience with Biohazard, the band, is every show I went to, up to the second or third song, they had to stop because somebody stage dive and didn't land correctly, like on people. All the people see happen, just back away, boom, around the floor. Like, oh, guy broke his neck. Okay, the show's over. Oh, God, come on. The headline band, they're making so much money, so you should just keep going. They don't. I don't know. You ever run in with a guy from New Jersey? I don't know what he is. He owns clothes, whatever. Pete Tersha. Yeah. And you know the stories. So just let it slide. It's all history. You don't need to go back there. Anyway. What else is happening? I'm working on mesh, 3D mesh, and I'm making a Piaggio. Ape. But my version of it. Now I'm making the back end of it. I'm building those little pieces. Like, oh, I can put a coffee stand there. You can put something else in there. You can use that as transport. So I'm making all the back end of it. The front, the full thing's complete. And I wrote the script, what we call it. I wrote the script. But the water wheels, the front wheels, when you turn, it kind of campers towards the turn. Just like a motorcycle would kind of tilt, lean towards the turn a little bit. And the back end with the wheels goes up and down, independent, has independent shocks, and has the axles who programmed in, so they all link together and they all move. I like the... Well, some people, other people do. We just make the wheels do this. That's it. Didn't bother with the parts. Actually making parts working. So I did it. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. No, I like it. I'm okay with it. It's beautiful. So I'm making all the backing parts. And eventually I'm going to think, like, no, maybe make this whole thing come true. If that's the case, I can take the backing part and go to a company and say, hey, can you make this thing? And I'll measure it exactly where dimension is. Then say, hey, can we mass produce this in 3D? Like 3D printing. Hey, we've got something here. Got some here. Okay. I don't know. Do it like a local delivery. Like restaurants. Instead of like Ubers and stuff. It's like, you know, instead of what this delivery service, or maybe we charter it and say, hey, we'd like to partner with you and we got these things. Hauling things back and forth. It doesn't have to be food. It could be anything. It uses less gas. It could be electric. It could be electric Vespas. Or we, you know, I say, hey, got something, right? So I'm just going to make it and save the files somewhere. Maybe I'll make it open source. Anybody want to build one of these things? So that's it. This morning, woke up, I was working on that a little bit, around like about like 10:30, about to start a podcast. It's like, oh, my back hurts. I'll go lie down and do the stretches and that stuff. And I'm okay. It's better now, but I had a massaging machine. The one of those, whatever they call it, shiatsu stick thing, it's like on my back. And now my right arm is just, it's like tense. It's like, you never exercised that area before. And just like my finger is like, arr. It's not getting cramps, but just like, never worked on that muscle in the back before. Okay. Well, now I gotta do that exercise. Yeah, that stuff helps. It's like I don't know. Let me see who makes it. I have it right underneath. The Panasonic Shiatsu AccuTab 2. That's what it sounds like. They have different speeds. This is more harsh.
when he does that. It's like, tum, 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 tum. It's like somebody taking a more of those things for the roads. Jackhammers. It feels like a jackhammer on you, whatever muscle, whatever you touch, when it slows down. But when it's fast, the speed, it's like, that's good. Helps a lot. But then, of course, I get these weird tendons. Well, tendons, muscles, veins, I don't know, nerve system. The signal back to my whole arm on one side says, stop. This morning, which is like, oh, man. And it hits the back a little bit, that I gotta do the exercise. Well, that's the other very important thing happened this morning. Yeah. Like, ooh. Anything else other than, I don't know. Listen to No Agenda again. It just gets, you listen to one podcast, you get bored of it. So you gotta switch around. So for me, at this point in time, No Agenda sounds the same. There's some cool stuff, but then just like, it's just there as noise. So you have to switch to something else. Just like TV shows, you keep watching the same TV, like, watch it on YouTube, watch on everywhere, and then it's like, no, it's getting boring. Let me go somewhere else. Well, let me go read. Forget about TV. Let's read. Anything else? Nothing. In the news. Yeah. Whatever. I'm just looking at all this stuff. I did see a whole bunch reviews for the Polestar and the Lucid Air, both of them. Like, oh. But then there's gripes, of course. There's great things. Everybody loved it. It's great. It's not super speed. But then they got some really cool stuff in there. But then they say one guy had it for 10 years and had issues with software. And like, never got a software update. Yeah, that's a bad thing. So you guys gotta, doesn't mean that you made it first and it's gonna be like that. Should be some kind of response back. So that's the thing. Cars, then I saw some other cars. I didn't even know, and I forgot. Either I forgot or I didn't know. You know, like Japanese. Just like the Piaggio. A bit. Japanese have small vehicles, and they're called the Kei cars. So I was looking through that too. Never forgot about the Honda S660 completely. Like, oh yeah, that's right. It's like a mini, I don't know what to say, what it is. It's hard to figure it out what it is. It's like, looks like LDTT, but you soup it up, it looks like a NSX. If you get the kit for it, it's a funky thing.
Let me see. It comes with a 63 horsepower, three cylinder, 6-speed. Honda S60 search. You will find all bunch of stuff. Oh my god, look at that thing. Two doors. And there are people who make aftermarket parts like NHK and all that. Mugen. And you can get these kits. This car look like a super car. Get up the horsepower to like 100 or something. Bad, that's not bad. Pretty cool. But I'm just wondering, hey, did any Honigan guys ever thought about, hey, let's get one of these K cars and just make it into a Honigan, like 1,000 horsepower. And then, of course, I found one guy. It wasn't 1,000. It was like 250. 200, 250 horsepower. And they swapped the engine out and put in a motorcycle engine. So I was like, oh, no trunk space, nothing. Everything is just filled into it. It was made for speed. That is neat. So why don't they make that? Why don't they make a really cool one? And I don't know. I guess who knows, but are they legal in US? First of all, are they legal at all? They're no bigger than Austin Minis or the BMW Minis. They're about the same size. Can you make 1,000 horsepower putting that thing? Imagine that, 1,000 horsepower. Jeez. In a Mini, like the traditional Mini, put 1,000 horsepower. I think it would be like flipping left and right. It would be doing donuts all the time. But this is cool. You know, I completely forgot about this K car. And they said, like, all these cars are from Asia. Little things. They're neat. We never get to see them. Only in Asia you get to see this stuff. Or any other country you get. Britain has, I think so. Australia, they have this. There's so many versions of cars we drive, what we see, are different, with different branding, different shapes, different usage. I don't know. In other countries, it's like, wait a sec, I've never seen that before. I guess you can import them, right? You can import them as a museum. I forgot what the thing you can do. So it's almost like you import it for as a museum piece, and then you're allowed to import it. But then you gotta know the museum people, car museum people say, can you import this to me? I'll drive around. It's a different title altogether. I don't know how much you have to pay. Pretty funky. Anyway, so throughout the whole yesterday, I just went through all the cars. Let me go through all the cars and see what people talking about or raving about, all that stuff. And everybody loved that Hyundai And was it N70? I forgot where it was. It's like a 70s, 80s car, but it's futuristic. And everybody thought it was real. It's not even in the white type Hyundai. I don't see nothing. See the new cars. See the older cars. But nothing. On the Hyundai N Vision 74. That one. Saw a whole bunch of videos of it. Saw pictures of it. I can see like, okay, something. Yeah, that this looks like 3D rendering. But then there are some of them. Cannot tell the difference. Is that real? If it wasn't real, they did a really good job. And I found out it wasn't real. Didn't make it for real. Not yet, it's not out. You're thinking about it. Sure, I'm sure people want that. Such a nice car, you know, in shape. You want this. Everybody wants this. It looks like R34 or R32 with a kit, body kit. Like we want something like this again. And it looks like also looks like a little bit like the back end part. It looks like Apex Twin, which is Toyota Corolla. The Toyota Corolla or Camry, like the old one. It's got that shape too. Like, oh man, we want this. That's only a concept. Like, so many cool videos about it too. I remember. I think Marcus Brownlee said that this is what DeLorean should be making. This car, not Hyundai. Strange. I'm hoping that they do, or somebody will. Like, they're gonna make the other one, which is RN22E. Plus electric, and they're also making hydrogen electric or something. I think somebody probably gonna say, hey, we're gonna take that car. If that comes out, we're gonna make it so it looks like the other one. Body kit. If it exists in 3D, somebody's gonna make it. Somebody's gonna take a reference. It's like, we can build this. I'm sure there are right now. And somebody's gonna make it and they're gonna sell the 3D model. And some game company say, yeah, we're gonna use this. I can probably do it too. Not that hard. But looking at the drawings and looking at the pictures, I can reference all of that. Not that hard. But why do that? I want to see the real thing. So that's the other car. I was looking at it. I was like, oh man, new stuff coming out. Are they coming out? No. Disappointment. Well, anyway. Videos of it. Reels or not? I mean, this is the thing with our current thing with a graphics card. It starts to get to that point. You cannot tell the difference anymore. And you will feel the physics in these animations. They're like game engines, basically, like Unreal Engine. You can make it into a game. Then you can actually tune things like person or objects certain way, like feet to cars and vehicles, or actually feel like real thing. That's where it's like, oh, wait a second. Is this real? Fake? What is it? We're in the middle zone right now. We can't tell the difference. Decade later, I can't even tell if you're plugged in or not. And that's the scary part to me. How do you know you're not plugged in? How do you know he got somebody's like, hey, we're gonna take you out, and we're gonna send you to these facilities. Why? Because we can't. And then you erase all that memory and then put you in 3D, plug you in and say, oh, you're this person. Just like the I'm watching right now, Westworld. You know, it would become like, oh, holy cow, man. I don't know. Here's a video. So somebody actually made it. Somebody did make it. I'm sure more than one person made a 3D. We call it 3D mesh. Cow, look at that. Nearly complete. This looks like a comic book thing, but it looks like a 3D. Holy cow. So somebody did it. I'm just looking at, I'm not listening to music, but I can see that I made a 3D of it already. Yeah. There's so many people working on 3D. It's just incredible. Something comes out, it's like, yeah, we got it already. It's out. Oh. There's a prototype. In 2025 prototype, I'm sure somebody built this thing already, because Gran Turismo have it, so somebody built a 3D version of this. Well, unless Hyundai say, hey, we have an exclusive thing. Holy cow, right? Then you're gonna start looking at this video, start questioning like all these things. I mean, this looks like a real video, but then there's a girl in this video. Real. The real person? I mean, I'm sure it is. Very hard to fake that hair. 3D. Interesting. Then there's a whole bunch of other videos I saw here and there, and just say, so yeah, whatever, yeah, sure. And I thought it was something else. No, when we get to that point that everything is automated, what happens if the automation goes wacky? Which we're witnessing right now, like with Tesla, like auto drive. What if every government around the world, so we're gonna take this out. Now everybody will be sitting in these electric cars and there'll be no drivers. Driverless. What if the electric car or if the carriage we're in loses its mind because it's supposed to be AI? How do you know AI wouldn't lose their mind, right? Get a little wacky. Now what? We have no control.
Here's that issue. I always come back to. Do we want to automate this stuff? Unless it's on train, you're on track, going somewhere, and the track is just, it can only go to that track. So, okay, that makes sense. If you go across town, say like Manhattan, going across town, you have this bus, it's automated, it just goes across town, that's it. And it would have a sensor, people in and out, coming in and out, and when there's no movement for a certain amount of seconds, okay, close the door, go to the next station. Okay, that makes sense. If there's no parking cars, then that's not an issue. That's another one. Like there, if you know the cross town streets, there's always somebody parking somewhere, double parked, even though you're not supposed to. It's like, wait, I'm just going to the store for a few seconds and I'll come right back out. No, sometimes you get a ticket, sometimes you don't. People don't follow rules. So how do you know the AI won't? How did AI detect that? Not following rules. Well, the rules supposed to be perfectly straight. So the AI is not really, you know, it's not fully there. Still need a person to program it. And I don't think, from my point of view, just like we're not at the point like Westworld, like the whole AI would just take over the world. No, I think you would never get to that point. I don't think so. My thoughts that it's like it will help with the little things here and there. It's like autopilot on the airplane. It's like I want to go this direction at this altitude, just maintain it, and they will change the engine throttling and whatever, it will do the best to save the gas and everything. It will automate everything. It will cruise until you get to the destination, and you turn it off and you land. So I'm thinking that's what it is. That's what it will be. You won't get to the point where, you know, it might ask you questions. Like, say, the future of like fast food or McDonald's. What would you like? So I would like that. Okay, we got your order ready. And, you know, you've been charged. Your accounts have been charged. And you just walk to the other side and through this thing comes out. I can see that, like the whole operation without person, the fast food place. It just all robots in the back making hamburgers, making chicken, frying chicken fingers, you know, grilled chickens, who knows, salads, toss the salad. Won't be like robot. It will be a certain type, like half and half, and certain parts, certain robots will move around. I'm thinking more like arms. Go here, go there, a few arms so they don't touch each other. That automation, I can see. I've seen it already. A few articles. There are a few like cafe. I heard there's a coffee shop with a barista is a robot arm.
like, hey, that works, right? So I think the future is that, more towards that way. Automated cars and stuff, I don't know. They need, no, Elon is like, okay, we're doing with a Tesla with a camera thing, but the other companies have infrared, which, or the, what's it, LiDAR. I think the LiDAR makes sense. Like, oh, it's going to cost too much, less stuff. But now, if you look at the price of all the electric car, or everything, it's just over expensive. You know, Tesla doubled price less than a year. Like, it was, we want to make the most affordable electric car, but now it's like it's the same price as everybody else. Like, he said it will go down eventually. So, okay. If the inflation goes down, the price will go down. Well, then everybody will go down, right? Maybe. I don't know. If I was Porsche, I'll be like, no. if I was like Lucid Air or something, I said, no, this is a prestige. Price stays as is. You're buying a supercar now. Okay, but anyway, what else is there? Not much. I saw a whole bunch of crashes. Motorsports crash. That's another part. How do cars avoid crashes? How do you teach artificial intelligence, like, oh, obstacle, turn, but not to, oh, but you got a car incoming. How do you know how the car is, like, hey, I know Tesla does it, but it's a weird situation. You're going to hit someone. So, I don't know. My thing is, forget about autopilot. Forget about all that stuff. So use your two hands. If you get tired and start falling asleep, pull over to like somewhere, there's like 7-Eleven or something, just chill out, have a coffee, Starbucks, go have a coffee and just relax a little bit. Take a deep breath, do the meditations, you want to do the Wim Hof, if it's middle in winter, air is cold, you can do the Wim Hof thing, like, and be like, ah, I feel good. Then get back on the road. It should be like that. It should be hand over hand. A human hand. Well, some people shouldn't be handling that stuff. Because I also watch the crashes. Car crashes. And it's just unbelievable. Why? People just stubborn or something. This guy, you know, this person is going to try to run if they saw it. It seems like it from the camera point of view. It's like, well, you can definitely see this person's trying to run the red light. Just let the guy go. Let that person go. But I've seen so many people just, then the green light. In head, like, it could be avoided. But then there are people just oncoming cars at that speed. I'm gonna make that left turn anyway. Boom. Like, whoa. So yeah, some people shouldn't handle the wheels, right? Then I can see like autopilots, okay, maybe that will help. So maybe it has to be, if you want it on, you're like on, it's got to be half and half, like what they have right now. You got to put your hands on it. And that would be the way forward. It would never change. No, unless we get like R2-D2 and stuff. To that point, we get little androids, like, just super smart. Then, okay, Yeah, but I don't think we're going there. I think it's going to be a regulation at some point. Just like, no, they cannot go smart at this point. They cannot go beyond it. Okay, so I type in all those titles on YouTube search. Now I'm getting a whole bunch of other stuff. You know, Japanese K cars, Hyundai and stuff. Then now I got this Japanese chick that has tons and tons of Pikachu. What? Wait a second. Huh? Does that work? You know, the algorithm on YouTube. How do you... Wait a second. Then I got this another one with the foreigner's English girl born in Japan. So she's English, but she speaks. Okay. What does that got to do with Hyundai and Tesla? And Tesla, how did Tesla get there? Did I speak it? So there's artificial intelligence with the internet also, but just picking out little words. And the algorithm, it's like pretty simple. You can type it in. Just basic. And it's almost like what you do with the Google, which I don't have. I don't have that service. You know, with Alexa, all that stuff. It's just pretty basic. Search words. That's it. And it's very random. I don't know. There's so many weird stuff. Cool cars. This is my favorite sports airplane, but I would never get the Icon A5. This is failing. According to this guy. Rivian. Okay, that's not... Rivian's not bad. That truck. I kind of like it. Ford. Yeah. It's such a weird... Get at this weird... searches or like whatever the results of me typing and chatting and mixes, and I'm still getting those emails too everywhere I go. It's like all the advertising, you know, just... So AI is in there, but I don't know what you're gonna do with it. Well, I mentioned bad brains. What, bad brains show up? No, I'm clicking on YouTube thing again. Bad brains show up? Nope. This came out. The Japanese True Guitar Manners guy. Where did this guy come from? Maybe like, I think I should start doing this, the algorithm Fridays, and just do stupid things like this. Get some. It'll be fun. No, not every Friday, but once a while. Seeing this. What's the deal with this heat wave? Grass Tyson getting hot. It's getting hot, the whole universe. Wow, whole solar system is getting hot. Who cares? New Cybertruck. Cyber Truck coming out. Oh, they said it's going to be a mirror, side mirror thing. Like,
I don't know what it is. Some people just don't want to see it happen. They don't want to see the box coming out at all.
Oh, safety regulation. You need to have two mirror things and need to have windshield wiper.
You know, that's the US thing. Europeans, they have cars that has a blower in the front that blows the air, push all the rain out. There's one of those. And they have those camera things as a side mirror. So it's very discreet. So I'm wondering, can Tesla do that and convince the US Highway and Safety, which whatever thing is, like, hey, look, I'm gonna make it like this. Is it okay? And give them a test. Let them test it. If they like it, like, yeah, it's fine. But usually it's not like that. It's like, we don't like you, and we're going to make you put stupid things on it, and you get no sales. But I don't know. Tesla owners, a little strange. Afraid, like, we're the brand. We're with the brand. Just like Apple. We're with the brand. Apple's better. Even though there's so many people doing tests, and it's like, no, it's not. Not really. But yeah, but we're with the brand. You cannot say bad things about. Where are we? Ooh, Spire Hazard. So, Spire Hazard in the background. I don't know what these cars going, but I have to say that the Hyundais, the new Hyundais, the new Toyotas coming out, like, wow. If it's non-electric, it doesn't matter. It's just like, wow, holy cow, man. Coming back. Okay, well, hold on a second. So the N74, this is probably a concept display. This YouTube channel, YouTube video. I think this snung. I'm not sure it's working. Maybe it's working. Maybe it's not working. I don't know. It looks. Looks like a clay model. Might be. Theoretical speed. Unless it's. Man, if they made a real home, God, and say, hey, dude, make some more. Yeah, see, it's like on the bottom says, should Hyundai build it and some Envision 74? I say, yeah. Just make it, you know, supercar range prices. Like this, or just like this is a kit. If I have a regular Hyundai or whatever, we build on top of it. It should limited amount. Should make it so similar to Bugatti, which is so limited. Or even the Koenigsegg. Koenigsegg really limited. Okay, so I don't know.
It's Friday. I'm at 50 minutes. Yeah. I'm gonna leave. Because I have nothing else to say. I have nothing to say today, really. It's very boring today. But, however, I am gonna go back to the shiatsu thing. Because my right arm is... It's messed up. Need a little love. Shiatsu love. To bring it back where it is. So I can finish on my Piaggio stuff. Little pieces. Then after that, lunch. I'm not sure I'm gonna get, but I'll get something. But definitely no more coffee, because this is my third cup. And today I'm drinking the Bustelo. Is it Pastillo or is it Bustelo? Mexican coffee. They got like instant ones. They got those just little packs. So I've been drinking this like third cup already. So I'm kind of wired. And I have a weird, it's not brain fog. It's a brain, I don't know. Brain is stirred or disturbed. Like it's active, but it wants to go to sleep. But then I'm not sure. Scrambled. Brain is scrambled today. Not sure what to do. This is like one of those days. I'm just, I'm going to be lazy. I'm going to go somewhere. If it was New York City, I would go to a park, Central Park. And just sit on some bench. Just lie on there. Just look up in the sky. Sir, you cannot be sleeping there. I was like, I'm not homeless. God damn it. Oh, sorry. Just looking up in the skies and the trees. Central Park. I couldn't do that. I thought we have freedom here. That's what I'd be doing today. Oh, as for everybody else, I don't know. Find something cool. If you like cars, just look at these cars. Why not? Cry about them or not. But do check out the Kei cars. KEI cars from Japan, because they got some crazy stuff over there. Pretty neat. And have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful Friday. Do whatever you want. Just don't go nuts. Don't do donuts. Or maybe two donuts. Just don't get caught doing donuts. You can hum all you want. Don't get caught. That's it. Have a wonderful day. And I'll be back on Monday. Ciao.